It was a siege waged with images of the war that raged and roared around Niviesta and the planet Darien. She was shown the sporadic gathering of those who came to defend Darien and its moon. She saw Greg Cameron meeting the rebel Tigrans aboard their ship, then the unexpected appearance of the Earth Sphere fleet and the divisions that emerged in their ranks, and saw Greg's encounter with the Earth Sphere Vice Admiral, the tussle with an assassin, and the arrival of the dauntingly huge Hegemony Armada. The Zeradin revealed in detail the sheer armed might that was ranged against the defenders. Sigrana sent her image streams of Rory and Chell's sufferings, the awful task they were set, and how Chell got them both out of the terrible trap. The Zeradin fed to her sequence after sequence from the battle as it unfolded, and as the Earth Sphere, Imisil, and Vox Humana suffered destruction upon destruction. Then Sigrana made her see the attack on Tusk Mountain by the Tigran Marshal Becker, the desperate fight involving Uncle Teo and Captain Gideon against Nathaniel Horn, a Tigran who appeared to be the host for some kind of parasite. Then came the explosions that demolished Giant's shoulder, exposing the warp well from which the Legion of Avatars began to emerge, escaping their ancient and dreadful prison. The Zeradin allowed her to feel the qualities of those ancient organic minds still confined within their elaborately mechanized, militarized caskets. The first thing she felt was a thrilling joy, the ecstasy at freedom from cramped black confinement. Then came a gleeful, almost euphoric rage, an unshackled lust to lash out, a voracious need for reprisal against anyone or anything.
It was the Forerunners who put them in that prison. When they sense the presence of Sigrana and myself, they will come seeking retribution. Only the Keeper of Sigrana can be the bridge.
She shied away. I cannot be trusted, she said. I shouldn't be the Keeper. The Zeradin faded into the pulse and flow of the living web, the cross-tracery of root and branch, the interlocking circuit of leaf and sun and stream. Then the other presence drew near.
You are here, Sigrana said, because I chose you and no other. You understand the levers of knowledge. You know how to learn. You are the linchpin. Without you, it will all have been for nothing.
You can't put that on my shoulders. You can't!
Look and see.
All the powers and senses of Sigrana suddenly opened up for her. Seeing was like flying through tenuous veils, an exhilarating swoop in amongst buildings, rooms, people, the streets and gardens, then out past fields, hills, forests, rivers, to an underground chamber where Chell the Uvovo Seer sat upon a stone plinth, his six eyes gazing in pairs at different things. Above, a few legion cyborgs were being fended off by energies that flashed up out of the ground. Then, beneath again, with Chell, who was now staring straight at her, a sixfold regard that pierced her essence.
All events are balanced at this point, he said to her. There are terrible futures to be avoided. Trust Sigrana. She was right to choose you.